Hi, I'm Roderick Chambers, and this is the 2019 Federal Budget Special for Community Radio, focusing on the key areas affecting our communities.
Despite all the noise around Newstart, despite Arthur Sinodina saying on Q&A last night that he personally would like to see a rise, I don't think we're going to see that unless it's coming later down the track. We haven't seen it in the budget tonight. Now, of course, you heard Nicole talk about the NDIS. That's the biggest ticket item in the portfolio of social services. But aside from that, the government is expecting to save $2 billion with the full rollout of the single-touch payroll. Now, this is where you don't report your income anymore for people receiving income supports. That information is given directly to the Department of Human Services by the employer, so that there isn't false reporting. Sometimes people are overpaid, sometimes they're underpaid, but much more commonly they are overpaid. So that'll result in people their employers reporting their income the right amount, so they are paid the right amount, and they're expected to save $2 billion over the forward estimates.
Sounds
from that
like
measure.
More work if you're in a small business to try and wrangle
a little bit more administration.
Yeah, a lot more administration. I'm not sure that's going to work so well.